Here he is. He's back. Old mate Hooch, hello.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners. We're back.
Hey. Well,
a bit like a bat out of hell.
Like a bat out of hell. And you've been getting around, doing a bit over the last few weeks. So, yeah, let's start off with your trip to Bishano.
Yeah, we do that each year. We call it Bishano. It's Bishano with Bishano, and we do it around Australia Day. Normally we have it as Australia Day long weekend, but with Australia Day being in the middle of the week, we had it the weekend before the 26th. So, yeah, we all get down there. It's not a competition. It's just a group of blokes. We probably have, you know, upwards of 12 boats, and we just sort of get some accommodation, and we meet up on the water, and we get on the radio, and we fish. And this year we were out to some Mako sharks, deep dropping. The weather was a bit rugged this year for us. But, it's just a great weekend where we just group up and have a ball. It surprises me. We've been doing it since, I think, 2013, and it was an idea I had, and Mozza, dearly departed Mozza, he jumped on board, and we used to have T-shirts and hats and all sorts of bits and pieces. Mm. But, yeah, it was a good weekend. We caught a fair few fish.
Nice work. You also did a bit of work up at Sisters Beach. How'd you go?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I went out with Tim Robinson from Penguin. He's a fantastic builder. A lot of people know Tim Robinson. He's built some awesome homes on the coast. He's got himself a stabby craft, and went out with Stan Kane, another dear friend of mine, and we just went out and had a little bit of a flatty bash. It was not a bad day. The flatties were a bit quiet, but the gummy shark were on fire. Caught a couple of really good gummy sharks, which was good. We just sort of swung slightly sort of northwest out of Sisters Beach. It was a really great day. It was one of those days where it was too calm, really. No drift, but we had an absolute ball. Got a bit of vitamin D, so it was a great day.
Yeah, be pretty good up there today and this weekend, I reckon, up at Sisters. Very nice, I reckon. Actually, we might do the weather while we're at it and the tide times, thanks to our friends at Deegan Marine. So, well, the tides first. We got a low 0.8 of a metre, 9:15 this morning. High tide, 3 o'clock this afternoon, 3.35. Saturday's high at 4 in the afternoon, 3.3. Sunday's high, 5:05 in the afternoon, 3.5 metres. And the forecast, fine and sunny today, light to moderate winds. Out on the water, east-southeasters 15 to 20 knots, seas to a metre, swell below a metre. Pretty good.
Fantastic. Sounds like there'll be plenty of opportunity for a fish this weekend.
Yeah. Now, you're actually doing the flathead comp down at Hobart. That's starting today, is it?
The Derwent River Flathead Classic. And again, geez, that was quite topical. We might as well started that in 2013. I couldn't believe it when I sort of went down memory lane yesterday and I searched Facebook for a lot of our memories. I'm going to do a Facebook post about it today. But he started that in 2013, the very first year he called it the Flathead Classic. And I used to stir him up and say, well, it's a bit sort of, you know, early to be calling something a classic in its first year. But now, this weekend, it is definitely a classic. The Derwent River Flathead Classic, we're going down. It's a fantastic event. The radio station's all sponsored. Berkeley's on board. There's plenty of prizes. There's outboard motors to be won, and there's fishing gear to be won. And I've fished it every year but one. I love it because I take my kids down and we just stock plastic fish for flathead.
Yeah.
And it's a great event. It's all about the kids. And this year I think they've got some super prizes for the kids. So once again, it's going to be a magnificent event. Sadly, Mozza's passed away, but we're going to have a little bit of a memorial thing for Mozza at lunchtime. We're going to sort of, those in the area are going to motor down to the front of the regatta grounds. I'm going to get there early and on my GPS do a circle.
Yeah.
And the boats are going to arrive and they'll fall in behind me line astern. And we're just going to do a big circle and capture it on some drones, bits and pieces, and have ourselves a little bit of a marine water donut for the great man.
Great idea. I'm sure Mozza would appreciate a bit of circle work from you.
Oh, you'll think it's a bit of a laugh. I'm going to get down there early and get a whiteboard marker and get the scale right on my sounder. I'm going to draw a love heart on my sounder and try and trace that out in real life. And hopefully I'll be able to do a bit of a love heart. And if all the boats, all the boats get line astern, we might be able to see the wash and draw a love heart on the, and the drones will capture it. If not, it'll be a full-blown mess and we'll probably all, crash into each other.
Right. Well, good luck to fishers from the northwest coast heading to the Derwent for that, for the Flathead Comp. Right. Now, you're saying off the air firing out the front of Devonport.
Absolutely firing the fishing, not only just off Devonport, but across all the way to Burnie, Ulverston, on the incoming tide, the water that comes in on high tide is looking absolutely fabulous. It's full of bait. It's full of actual... I was on Ulverston Wharf having a bit of a fish with the kids the other day, and on the outgoing tide, that good green, you know, what I call the good salt water that's gone up in there was on its way out slowly. The amount of jellyfish and different species of jellyfish that were coming out, like not nasty ones, but just like funny little jelly-looking jobbies, was amazing. I've not seen the likes of it. But anyway, this good water has brought with it some yellowtail kingfish. They're out the front. So if you want to catch a yellowtail kingfish, this is the year to do it because I think they're out there in pretty good numbers. Don't try and go too deep. Stay in the shallows anywhere between 10 metres and 4 metres. Get some lures out that'll take a little bit of pace. Just cruise the edges. At about 10 kilometres an hour, that's probably slow as it goes. Some people like 12 kilometres an hour. And just cruise the edges, the rocky edges. You can find a little bit of a few bumps and lumps and a few reefs. Get out and around those, and hopefully you might find some yellowtail kingfish. They're great fun. They fight hard. And if you ice them down like any fish, ice them down, bleed them, they taste actually quite nice.
Yeah. Hey, what did you make of the tugboat incident in the Derwent? The Mersey.
That's pretty wild, isn't it? Old mate's done himself a bit of a mischief. He's been in and out of there a few times, the kid, but he sort of didn't quite get that one right, did he? Very lucky no one was hurt, at the very least. The poor old tugboat there on the bottom, that's a bit sad. But I think there's opportunity. We should look at a positive. I think there's probably a pretty good couple of volumes of a Golden Book. Remember the Scuffy, the tugboat, the Golden Book?
Yeah.
Well, both those tugs have got names. I think we should write a Golden Book about the poor old tugs that sunk and then the resurrection of them. But I think on a serious note, I think they're on top of the diesel. That's the main concern for us fishers. Well, for anyone, really. So 60,000 litres of diesel, they're on top of it. Fingers crossed they get all that all sort of sorted out and away we'll go. Interestingly enough, that boat, the Goliath, doesn't have reverse. So that's a bit wild, but what it's got is a little system on it. It's rudder system, it's called a super Vectwin system. So what they can do is manipulate the rudders, and it's got a special sort of couple of shapes that they turn them, and the forward prop wash hits the rudders, bounces back, and gives it reverse drive.
Okay,
it's a weird system, and the throttle manipulation is pretty amazing how it works. So there's either been a complete balls up, or they've had a mechanical failure there, and which is allowed, of course, if you're not bouncing any water off your manipulated rudder to get reversed, all you've got is full ahead. So that may have been what happened. I'm not saying what that happened, but it sounds what probably happened.
Mm. All right, anything else you want to mention before we go?
I don't think so, no. I'm looking forward to going down to the Derwent River Fish Egg Classic. I'm taking my little son Mason. I normally take all the kids, but it's just a road trip with me and Mason.
Yeah.
So he won't be up, but we're looking forward to it.
Beautiful. All right, mate. Have a great weekend. Now, Facebook, web page, plug all that.
That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing.
All right, mate. Have a nice weekend. Catch you next week. Good to have you back.
No worries. I've actually got my phone turned on. It worked out quite well.
Nice work. See you, mate.
Cheers. Goodbye.